Welcome to This Week on Channel 9. This is another great week. My name is Nico Matulev, and this time we have a new guest host on the show. You probably all know him from other shows, such as Inside Windows Platform, right? Yeah. So this is Shen, our own 007 on my team. So Shen, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi guys, so great to be on the show. Thanks very much. I like my water shaken, not stirred as well, so that's pretty good. So quite excited to be here to talk to you guys about what's happening this week on Channel 9.
So we have you here, back here. What are you doing? Can you explain a little bit more about this picture and what's going on? I'm pretty sure people want to hear about this.
Since you've nicknamed me 007, I thought I'd, you know, get a cartoon of me or like dressed up in a tux. Hopefully she's like high-fiving me and not slapping me or something.
Yeah, it looks like you're kind of doing a karate chop. And then she's kind of trying to slap you.
Right?
That's your wife, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully she's not watching.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right in. The .NET Core open source update. So we've had the .NET Core open for a while.
How cool is this? Like, how popular has this become? I love it.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah. Like, we've had like how many pulls? We've had like 250 pulls and 1,000 forks. That's insane.
And the community has been ecstatic about this.
Thanks, everyone. It's been good. And we'll be reviewing some of this stuff. And I think there's a video, right?
Yeah, there's a video. So if you guys are familiar with this show, you've probably watched Dan Hernandez do this show. Yeah. Dan Fernandez. Sorry, Dan. And there's actually a couple of videos that Dan does with the Core CLR team and the .NET Core open source team talking about the new features they're bringing on there. And one of the things that we announced this week is the Core CLR is not open source. That's
cool.
Right.
This is seriously cool.
Open source everything!
I'm quite excited. Like, I want to see what's going to happen with this when the community get hold of it. Like, are we going to see the CLR in like, you know, OS X, Linux, and just all over the place?
Put it on all kinds of wearables and put it on all kinds of IoT stuff and put it everywhere, put it on the moon. I don't care. Make C# run everywhere.
Yeah, I think this is pretty huge. So I'm quite excited to see what everyone's going to do with this.
It's fun. And like we said, there's been a lot of people actually forking the code and actually looking at this. And God, you've made good stuff. Make good stuff. Anyway, speaking of announcements, we announced
the biggest productivity app that we make, Office. It's going to be coming on to Windows 10.
Is Office an app?
Well, I don't know. It's a suite, right? So I suppose you've got Word, I'm just messing, PowerPoint, Excel, and that.
But yeah, we had Joe couple weeks ago when we did the Windows 10. He showed the Outlook app running across everything. So finally, we have it running on. So if you're part of the Insider platform, group, and you have Windows 10 running, download it.
And if you're not, join it. It's going to be cool, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, this is going to run across phone and tablet and everything, so it's pretty cool. And you get the full-fledged Office, and it's free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love free stuff.
Yeah. And speaking of free stuff, or of cheap stuff. Or stuff that are just simply amazing, the Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, right? So what an announcement, hey, from Raspberry Pi. So the new version 2 is going to have Windows 10. This is like a big game changer. So I could write my Windows 10 application and just like say, hey, here's my Raspberry Pi that I'm just, you know, playing around with and making stuff with, and I can go and do stuff that I'm familiar with.
Exactly. You can write your code in all the languages that will be supported in Windows 10 and go from, oh, I'm going to write my Windows Phone app. Oh, by the way, here's I'm writing on the Raspberry Pi hooked up to my TV and I'm good to go kind of thing.
I feel like I just need to start making stuff now.
I think we should just order like 20 of these things, just put them everywhere and just writing code for fun. Yeah. Speaking of small things,
wearables.
Yeah, so Bing did some predictions, right?
So as we know, Bing did some NFL predictions, which are fairly accurate. So it's also predicted some stuff around what's going to be big in 2015. So, you know, wearables seems to be the new big
wearables,
thing.
Wearables, band, and other things.
So again, like with cross-platform, there are so many things that are, you know, depending on your device. Actually, there's a lot of things that are quite familiar, like notifications is one of the key things. Some of the things around the cloud infrastructure that you'd have in place. So I think it's going to be cool, and you know, seeing what people will come up with, you know, around their cross-platform apps.
And then us making Windows 10 available across all of the different things, even probably going to make it available for Rock. So if you have a Rock, start developing for Rock. You can probably write apps for wearables and with all sharing code and pushing all kinds of notifications.
You could take the CLR and do something crazy maybe and move it to a wearable device.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Using the Raspberry
Pi. That sounds fun. We should make that into our open source project.
Okay.
Run the CLR on Android Wear. That would be awesome. Anyway, moving on to other open source things. So speaking of 007 and you being very English, super secretive agent.
So we have an open source cross-platform project called Bond. So this is like a serialization project that will allow you to go and stream your data across various platforms, you know, not just Windows. And the good thing is it supports generics and the like. So I think this will be quite exciting and see more people sort of using this.
So this is like James Bond being a serial iser.
Serial wearable.
There you go. Yeah, okay, good.
Actual cross-platform.
This is awesome. And it's super, super performant from what I've seen.
Yes.
And then cross-platform?
We're seeing the cross-platform theme here again today. So it looks like Xamarin have released a preview book on Xamarin Form. So it's kind of awesome. It'll be a good stepping stone if you're looking into cross-platform development and how to make sure that you can build your app once and try and tailor it for many different types of operating systems and platforms. So check out their book. It's in preview stage at the moment.
But and if you haven't used Xamarin, uses the .NET framework for this.
C#
and
is king.
That's amazing. Yeah. And then if you haven't seen the Super Bowl, please do not watch it again, because it was kind of like a low point for my day. I think we watched it together.
We didn't speak after that
for a while.
There's some good commercials. I mean,
there were some good commercials.
Look at the Microsoft Stellar's bus. That was fantastic.
Yes.
What a great idea.
Yeah, Susan has a great blog talking about all the stories. We have two different commercials and the stories about, you know, behind how people get empowered with our technology. Yeah. So she talks about how the stories are made and how we made the commercials. Yeah. So it's a great blog.
It's fantastic. I really enjoy this sort of stuff.
I did. Yeah, I think they were good. Commercial, like some other commercials that we saw.
Yeah.
Weird commercials this year.
Yeah.
Anyway, we talked about Ignite before.
We have.
Yeah.
It's the monster conference that we have in Chicago.
Huge conference. Yes. It's sometime right after Build.
Yeah.
And if you're already registered, if you are not registered, you can actually now go and look at all the sessions.
Yes.
Start planning.
There are going to be so many. It's going to take a while to go through them. But hey, now's a good time to start, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to get there, then realize that it's going to take you a while to plan what you're going to do.
And if you haven't signed up for Ignite and you don't know what it is, go check it out and see what we're going to talk about. It's the first time we've done this conference.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting to see how many different things we actually talk about here. And finally, we're into Picks of the Week. So I really like history and how things have evolved over time. So there's a great talk by Ed Price, the great blog by Ed Price on how the for loop evolved and talks about, starts from different types of languages.
Yeah.
You know, it starts from the Fortran and how they did the do loop. You know, and you go to college now and you start learning programming and teachers are like, oh, you can't use GoTo. GoTo is bad for you. You never use GoTo. And you go like, hey, what is GoTo? I'm not going to tell you. You can't use GoTo. So it's a great way to actually see how we evolve from the GoTo to go into the do loop, the for loops, and how we actually have all these different loop
just
iterations.
Looping around everything.
Yeah, it's a great blog post. I really enjoy these things.
All right, and my pick of the week. So we decided to stick with the history theme. So mine's going to be about touch technology timeline. So Jean-Paulo has this amazing blog where he's going through basically each year trying to list all the various technologies. And the great thing is actually he's taking people on board and taking inputs. If you have something and you look at a year and think, hey, I remember using this device and it was touch and it's not there, get in contact with him. The link will be below the video, I suppose.
We should have more of these blog posts where it actually talks about different types of technologies.
Yeah,
always fun
cool.
to learn how things actually evolve.
Like
how did the keyboard evolve? You know,
it's crazy.
It's amazing, so we should do that.
Yeah, so.
Well, I think that's all we have for today. Thank you so much for joining
thanks.
Us on the show, and we'll see you guys next time. Thank you.
Thank you.